You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I grew up singing that particular hymn in my very small Southern Baptist church for so many years, but we never had an orchestra back it quite like that at the Royal Albert Hall. Welcome back, folks. We're 1 week removed from Christmas. A week ago tonight, we were talking with former Congressman Steve King, Pastor Brett McAtee, a trio of lovely ladies on our Christmas Eve broadcast. How about tonight, though? So far, it's our New Year's Eve spectacular. You've already heard from Sam Dixon and Jared Taylor. Now we have Chief Michael Hill. He is the president of the League of the South. He is the author of two books on Celtic warfare, a former university professor. Chief, it is great to have you on. I really wanted to have you on this, our New Year's Eve extravaganza. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, James. Always a pleasure to be on, and Happy New Year to you and everyone at the Political Cesspool.
Well, thank you so much, and we're going to give all the contact information for League of the South, an organization to which I proudly belong. Michael, one of the things I wanted you on tonight for was a little bit above and beyond what some of the others are on for, to kind of look back on the year that was and look forward to the year to come and predictions and reflections and all of that. But I got some emails, some letters in that I thought you would be perfect to answer. Here's one. This comes from a listener in Virginia, and he writes, "I've recently seen a verse in the Gospels in a new light, wondering why it's not used more during the Christmas season as Jesus explains why he was born." And he quotes John chapter 18, verse 37. "Jesus answered, 'You can say correctly that I am the king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who hears the truth hears my voice.'" And then our listener writes, "There is certainly no greater compliment than to be identified with Christ as Europeans have for nearly 2,000 years. This is why the demonically animated globalist Marxists are trying to destroy us in any and every which way they can. And I can't help but make the comparison to you as well every Saturday night and your guests who bravely and truthfully testify, and we're better for it." And that goes to you, Mike, and everybody who's on the show tonight, our all-time favorite guest, program mainstays. How would you respond to that letter?
Well, I would say that when Christ came into this world, we don't need to see it as just a little baby in a manger. Obviously, that's the incarnation. But what we need to see it is a king invading the enemy's territory. The enemy had that territory since Eden, and the incarnation was the coming of God through the portal of eternity into time, and that was an invasion. I think the first person on the other side to really understand that was King Herod. He knew what was coming. So this was an invasion, as it were. I'm glad that folks have begun to see it like that. I know that Pastor McAtee, who I listened to from time to time, characterized it that way one time. I think he's absolutely right. This was the beginning of the end for the bad guys. And what we have to do is persevere. And this time of the year, with the advent of Christ and the beginning of a new year, should give us hope in renewing the struggle year after year, because it is going to be a multi-year struggle, I think. And we should
struggle.
Be refreshed. Yeah, well, it is. It's an eternal struggle, or at least up to eternity. And we are going to be the victors. It's just a matter of when. But we know the victory is already won.
Well, that's absolutely right in an eternal and a spiritual sense. But we want to make and leave a better world for ourselves and our posterity, because we know that here as warriors on this temporal plane of existence that we call life, we are connected to our past, to our forebears, to the great in our situation, Mike, in our ancestry, the great Southern warriors here, and not just in the American South, but going back to England and Scotland as well. Of course, to those who will come after us. And I received so many Christmas cards. I was talking about this at the top of the show. So many letters, so many handwritten, heartfelt cards. And I pulled a few of them aside for you, like this from Katie in Maryland. And Katie writes, "Dear James, wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I want you to know how much I enjoy and look forward to listening to you and Keith each week. I especially love," and she underlines the word love, "it when you discuss the true history of the South, as I know you have listeners all over the world, and it makes me so happy that they are able to learn the truth from proud Southerners." And that's Katie. Stuart here in rural Tennessee writes, "Merry Christmas to my brothers, sisters, and friends that support the Political Cesspool. James, Keith, and the regular guests are doing the Lord's work. Here's praying for a great awakening for the whole of our people in the new year. God bless the Confederacy." And also Steve up in Pennsylvania, who sent in a contribution and thanked us for all that we do. He writes that he's a Yankee by birth, but a rebel by choice. How would you correlate the Southern fighting spirit and the manifest magnificence of Christ?
Well, Christ came into the world to be our prophet, priest, and king, and our commander. You know, the book of Revelation depicts him coming again on a white horse, and as our, not as a baby, as I mentioned before, but as a commander. And we are his troops. We are soldiers. And I think as Christian warriors, we should never forget that we have not just a spiritual fight, which I think the churches want to spiritualize all this so they won't have to actually do anything. But this fight is
and the churches are a problem.
Both.
The churches are a problem. Oh. To Christians themselves and to Christendom itself.
Absolutely, because they want to spiritualize everything. And I'm not trying to take anything away from that, but our existence is a combination of the spiritual and the physical, and you can't separate one from the other. And I think the coming of Christ in human form cements that fact very, very soundly, should anyway, in our minds, that we have two elements there that are blended together inextricably. And that is our spiritual side and our physical side. And James, that means that you can't get by with just spiritually opposing evil. You have got to physically oppose evil.
And that's now we're getting
Southerners,
somewhere.
That's what we Southerners have always understood. And that's one reason we have the League of the South, is to have a vehicle to do something like that with.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's one of the greatest warriors I know. He's Dr. Michael Hill, and a man that we couldn't have done this New Year's Eve program without. We'll be right back with him. Stay tuned.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity. But our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789. Or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Folks, if you know the song, you could sing along. But if you don't and you want to see the words with captions, we posted it last week at thepoliticalcesspool.org, one of my all-time favorite hymns. And if you grew up in the South, you probably know it. But that's a little bit of Southern cultural appropriation that we would like to extend to all of you. We're back with Chief Michael Hill. Michael, there was one email in particularly that came in this week that I had to have you on to answer. And of all the good letters and cards we've shared so far tonight, I haven't got to the one that I thought was perfect for you. And here it is. It's from a listener named Jerry. And this is what Jerry writes. I wish to write you all and express my surprise at how much I enjoyed the Political Cesspool. I only recently started to listen to the show in the last couple of months after hesitating for some time. The hesitation stemmed from not really wanting to listen to a show hosted by a Southern nationalist. My previous experiences with people that claimed to be Southern nationalists were that most were concerned with dressing up in costumes and parading around at Civil War reenactments. Sure, they went against the grain for a small segment of American history, noting that it was indeed a war of Northern aggression and that the South fought for their rights, but that was about as deep as it went. They were either not concerned about their race and completely oblivious to the Jewish question, or were unwilling to share such controversial sentiments with a non-Southerner. When I finally made the dive into the Political Cesspool, I was happy to find that you and your crew were neither unconcerned nor oblivious and were willing to broadcast it to whoever would listen. This show is consistently on point with addressing the state of white Americans, not just Southerners, and calling out Jewish power for what it is. On top of that, you have hosted some fantastic guests that I never would have guessed could be found on American airwaves today. I still have disagreements with some of your viewpoints. However, when considering the big picture, my disagreements are superficial and could hardly be even labeled a molehill, let alone a mountain. There are much bigger, more threatening fish to fry than our metaphysical differences. If it ever came down to it, I would much rather share a foxhole with you and your dedicated listeners and guests than the average Fox News viewer. I sincerely have the best wishes for you and your whole crew this holiday season, all that you have given me. Hope that there are base Southern nationalists fighting the good fight. I look forward to keeping up with your show throughout all of next year. Take care and continue the care and dedication you put into this show. It is evident even to a new listener like myself. Michael, that comes from listener Jerry, who we have not had any prior contact to. I want to thank Jerry for that particular comment. I thought you were the perfect man to answer it. Jerry's right about all of that. And I think you are the living embodiment of everything Jerry's talking about. I mean, for whatever credit we're due, we look up to you in terms of that letter.
Well, that's a magnificent letter, really. And he certainly did a good job of characterizing the show. You know, I started out when I was 6 years old, just, you know, thinking about that 4 years from 1861 to 1865, because I was so interested in military affairs and the affairs of my ancestors, my own blood. But as I got older, I began to understand that this was a much broader conflict than just that. And the South has something that the Jew enemy, the enemy that crucified Christ and has been trying to destroy his church for 2,000 years, particularly targets the South because the South has traditionally been the most Christian segment of the country, the most traditionalist. We stand up for all the things that the globalists, what I will now call the Satanists, are trying to do, and we're at the top of the line for those they want to destroy, and that's why the South has been the target. And if we don't identify the right enemy, we won't win this war. And the enemy, I've tried to tell my friends, the enemy is not the Yankee. You know, they may have been our enemies for 4 years, and that was very unfortunate, 4 years. Of course, they should have let us gone our own way, and we'd all been better off.
Well, it's just like World War II. We all lost that war, did we not, Michael?
Yeah, we did. We did. And I think if the Confederacy had been allowed to form itself without, you know, being forcibly forced back into this union, there would not have been a World War I or World War II.
I was about to say that. Amen.
Yeah. We wouldn't have this Jew problem that we have today, but they have taken over America institution by institution for the last 100 years. And until we are ready to admit that and deal with it as Christians, not just Southerners, but Christians all over the world, but particularly in my concern here in the South. That's why we formed the League, because these other groups, and I'm not going to mention them by name, that Jerry was talking about, won't deal with this question. And we will deal with it.
And how can people who want to be a part of an organization who will lead become more familiar? What's your website? How can people join? How can people support?
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.leagueofthesouth.com. And on there, it shows you how to get in touch with me in the office. You can do that by phone, by email, some social media platforms, but I would be very glad to talk with you, send you information packet, answer any questions that you have, and enroll you in the League of the South. We need you. We very much need you.
I want to ask you a question that would take an hour for you to answer, but before I do that, I want to make mention of one thing that Jerry wrote. I mean, everything in that email, that actually was an email. I printed it out, so I'm reading it now as a letter because it was a little bit lengthy. Was fantastic, but I put in the part that Jerry left about having disagreements with us. I think it's wonderful that Jerry can have disagreements with us and still support us. So many times, I mean, Michael, you've probably seen this more times than you can remember, and I have too in our careers. If people can find just one area of disagreements, they will use that one area of disagreement to disband all bonds of fellowship. Whereas I look for one thing to agree with somebody on, to close ranks with them on. So the fact that people can disagree with us on some things, and maybe they're talking about our faith, because listen, I am a Christian. I am a Southerner. But I could share a foxhole with a non-believer who is fighting for our race, or somebody who was born outside of the South who is fighting for our faith just as easily as I could anybody. Well, in fact, quite a lot more easily than I could anybody in you know, some of these churches these days. So I think that's an important point that Jerry mentioned, and I appreciate that. Don't look for reasons to disband fellowship. Don't look for reasons, well, I can't support this guy because I finally heard something he said that I didn't like. But 90% of it I agree with, but, you know, here's that, so we're going to move on. We got to be – we happens. Don't have that luxury, that Michael.
Happens. No, we don't. That happens. You know, I've been at this with the League, and I was at it before the League in different ways, but I've been at this with the League for 30 years. Every once in a while, something like that will come up, and we lose – members that we've really, really worked hard to recruit because they disagree with us on one thing. You're right, James. We don't have the luxury of doing that. There are too few of us and our resources are slim as it is. We need to band together and find that one thing, big thing, that we all do agree on and work from there and forget about the other things. And once we banish the enemy from our midst, we can deal with those other things that divide us. Not now.
No, not now. I think right now we got to decide whether or not our people are going to survive. And then we can get into the to the fraternal quarrels. But, you know, right now we got to close ranks. And that includes, I concern myself with the well-being of all white people. Certainly, Southern Christians are nearest and dearest to my heart. But listen, they're all family. All of our people throughout the world, Russians are our family. I mean, probably a lot more than a lot of the Southern Baptists. Certainly the Southern Baptist leadership is. And so that's a whole other topic of conversation. But, Michael, we only have about a minute remaining. You got some good news in with regard to the Charlottesville verdict. We're going to have you back on to talk about that in January, if you'd be so willing. But give us a 30-minute synopsis of what happened.
Okay, I think you mean 30 seconds. Okay.
30 seconds, 30 seconds.
That's right. Back in November of 2021, we got a $2 million judgment against us. The judge released his findings on the case, final report on the case yesterday. That $2 million has been reduced down to $30,000 punitive damages. Praise God for that. I don't want to pay these people a penny. But let me tell you, if we do have to pay something, $30,000 is a hell of a lot better than $2 million.
No, that's absolutely right. God's will be done, and God looks out for his people. We don't always understand his ways. Why didn't the Confederacy win? But, Michael, we will have you back in January. Thank you so much. We'll be back right after this.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez paying tribute to Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. The Vatican announced earlier today the pontiff died following a period of ill health. Benedict was elected Pope in 2005. He resigned in 2013 due to health problems. He was the first pontiff in 600 years to step down. His funeral is scheduled for Thursday in St. Peter's Square. He was 95. Flowers are being placed on Barbara Walters' Hollywood Walk of Fame star. The pioneering broadcast journalist died Friday in New York. The cause of death was not disclosed. One part of her storied career, she was very well known for her celebrity interviews, like this one with Sean Connery.
You did an interview in which you said, not the worst thing to slap a woman now and then. As I remember, you said you don't do it with a clenched fist. It's better to do it with an open hand.
I
love that.
I haven't changed my opinion.
You haven't?
No.
Barbara Walters was 93. After not getting any help from residents in a western New York neighborhood during last week's blizzard, one man did what he needed to do.
Jay Withy broke into an elementary school in Cheektowaga after he wasn't able to get shelter from the storm. He told WIVB that he opened the doors to others who were stranded after breaking one of the school's windows to gain entry. Among the group of 24, DeMario Johnson.
He said, but here's a school. They have heat. They have food. They have a bathroom. He said, I'm about to break in and we're going in. He said, are you with me? I said, yes, sir.
After eating the school's food and using a John Deere to dig their cars out, everyone left the school in the condition they found it in, except for the broken window and a note signed, Merry Christmas, Jay. I'm Kenneth Burns.
2023, just around the corner, the Pacific nation of Kiribati was the first to welcome in the new year. Final preparations underway at Times Square in New York City for the big ball drop. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Oh my God, I love this time of year. It's Christmas time. Christmas was last week, yes. Former United States Representative Steve King, Pastor Brett McAtee, tonight, New Year's Eve, a week removed from Christmas Eve, an all-star panel of guests, the best of the best. And that's why we go now to Sam Bushman, the owner of the very network, Liberty News Radio, who syndicates this program for the last, 13 years, and the host of the Liberty Roundtable, dear good friend, family, really, and he's with us now for the next couple of segments. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice indeed. I didn't know they were talking about Sam Bushman, but here he is now. Sam, Happy New Year, brother. It's great to have you on. This is a time for friend and family, and that's who we're having on tonight.
Happy Christmas, Merry New Year. And when you say praise the Lord, I got to say pass the ammunition.
That's absolutely right. Hey, listen, everybody. You know, this is our 18th year on the air. Sam Bushman celebrated his 25th year on the air last year, now into year 26. That's pretty long in the tooth for both. But Sam and I were just talking a moment ago in the break, and it seems impossible to believe. So tomorrow, obviously, will be 2023. And that will make it 7 years to the week. 7 years to the week. If you go back to our very first show of 2016, well, I'll let Sam take it away, because a picture of Sam was front page news all across the nation. What was going on 7 years ago that first week in 2016, which was such a transcendent year for us with the Donald Trump campaign and how much news we made approximate to that. It was just an incredible year in the history of TPC. But it all started that very first week. And why, Sam?
It was freezing cold now, and it was freezing cold then. Now it's snowing, though. Then it was sunny, but freezing cold, almost 0 degrees. I was with Richard Mack and Kurt Crosby, Ammon Bundy, and many others. And we were at the rally for the Hammonds to free them from their jail sentence that they were about to be abused with. We went there in the morning, incredible day, incredible rally. We literally kissed the Hammonds and shook their hands and swore to them we would never forget them. And I remember being in the freezing cold, the snow on the ground. It was literally like 5 degrees outside. And we sang Amazing Grace to the Hammonds. Well, after that, Ammon Bundy went to the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, invited me to be the inside media man. I refused. He invited Richard Mack to be the inside law enforcement man, the sheriff on the inside, if you will. Richard Mack refused. Pete Santilli, my dear friend, called me and said, "Hey, Sam, I just got invited to be the inside guy for Ammon Bundy and go inside the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. Should I do it?" I said, "No, Pete, you should not do it. I turned them down. That's why they're coming to you. Don't do it." Well, Pete chose to ignore my advice, and he, along with Ammon Bundy, served in prison for a couple of years. I don't believe they were guilty of anything, but nevertheless, the government abused them nevertheless. I, on the other hand, headed back to Boise is where we headed. And then we took off from there and came home. But I literally, on my way back from that event, while at a car repair center to fix a tire, came on TPC Live. And while my picture was being plastered all over the mainstream press with their lies and dishonesty, I was on TPC Live setting the record straight, James.
First Saturday of January 2016, and then, of course, the Trump campaign, Donald Trump Jr., all the news that was made that year. It was a monumental year. It was 7 years ago. It seems like yesterday, and that is very, very scary as we welcome in the dawn of a new year here tonight. And let's talk about that, Sam. I've got something I want to talk. There's a news story that's out there right now that you were the perfect guest to answer and respond to, and we'll get to that in our next segment. But first, as we look back on the year that was, the best and the worst of 2022, and where we're going in 2023, yeah, that's right, as a network.
Yes,
so answer it all. Best and worst of the year that was, and where what we're looking at in the year to come here on Liberty right. News Radio Network and our affiliated broadcasts.
The best is I was named CEO of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I am now the CEO of that organization. Richard Mack is still the president and founder and still heavily involved, but I am running the organization day to day. That is some of the best news. We have put together a new sitting advisory board with no less than Michael Perutka, constitutional attorney, Sam Bushman, Richard Mack, and several former and sitting sheriffs as well. Sheriff Williams from Texas, Sheriff Darleaf from Michigan, Sheriff Bob Songer from Washington, former Sheriff Brad Rogers. And so we've got an incredible board set up, and we're working on our state directors across the country. So that's one of the best news of 2022. The other best news is we had a press conference in July, right before Freedom Fest in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel, where we publicly announced our support and push for over 3,000 sheriffs in the nation to investigate election integrity issues. A huge event. The mainstream press went berserk. The New York Times attacked us relentlessly. I got the chance physically in person to run off a New York Times reporter who was harassing sheriffs. She literally ran away from us and from my barrage of confrontation face-to-face with her in the middle of the hotel. Everybody gathered to watch the confrontation. So that was one of the best things as well, because we stand for the sacred cause of liberty. I think the worst thing that's happened in 2022 is really the allowing of election fraud to continue instead of just 2020. And then us getting a handle on it. They have proven election fraud is on steroids and is not going away anytime soon.
Amen.
That's what we learned in 2022. And the Republicans are as guilty of it as the Democrats, James.
No, that's absolutely right. Everything you say is absolutely right. We were talking about some of the best and the worst. The worst being the war in Eastern Europe, inflation, a couple of ideas for what the best could be.
Yeah, but I think the election fraud is even worse than that. You've got a Republican in New York now. Okay, and this Republican in New York literally lied and cheated and stealed to get elected. He painted this picture. His name is George. He painted this picture of who he is not. And now we find out he lied at every turn. Now, if the Republicans don't remove him over this, they're all guilty of election fraud. Anybody who doesn't speak out against him is, in my opinion, part and parcel to saying fraud is fine if it's in our camp. That's the greatest tragedy of 2022, sir.
Absolutely right. And then this whole idea that you can have this mail-in voting, this mail-in balloting that's completely rife for fraudulent ballots being sent in, and it's worth as much as the vote on Election Day where you have to present your identification, and you have to go up to a poll worker and all of that, as I do. I have voted in every election since I turned 18. And I have never not voted on Election Day. I present my ID. I do it. I sign I put my signature on the line. And yes, I mean, this whole Carrie Lake, I think there is a lot of credence to what she is claiming. And she's going to, be hung out to dry because.
Yeah, but Carrie Lake's a problem, too, though, because Carrie Lake and Donald Trump just had at Mar-a-Lago a big promotion of gay bash of the gay. and lesbian agenda. So let's not let them off the hook so easy.
Well, you know, that's what I say. You know, we have the good, we have the perfect. Let's not let the good be the enemy of the perfect. But I mean, yeah, I get you. I get you. I'm with you. I mean, we're here at the tip of the spear and all, but it is still something worth. Hey, you know, we had Sam. My two favorite Sams, they have the same number of letters in their first and last name, same syllables and everything. I get them confused sometimes.
Bushman Dixon, yeah.
Sam Dixon, Sam Bushman, Sam Bushman, Sam Dixon. Sam Dixon said Trump is going to jail before this time next year. And he's going to be in prison. That's what he said in the first hour.
And it's very likely the truth because the criminals are in charge of the hen house, that's for sure. Remember, folks, we are allowing secret combinations to be above the people.
He said it was a possibility. I don't want to be too bold. I think he said it was a possibility, a very good possibility.
If you don't stop secret combinations, though, when they're exposed, you get what you deserve, James.
Sam, I've got a story for you that I have been salivating to present for several days. And I'm so glad you're with us on this, our New Year's Eve live broadcast, to answer it. And to show everyone what a real man would do in such a situation. Stay tuned.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com, AmericaFirst.com.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1. That behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2. Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present-day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
God bless you all. God bless you all this New Year's Eve and every day throughout the year as the year begins anew. Next week, we will be back with you for what will be our 19th year on the radio. As I was talking with Sam Bushman just a moment in the previous segment, 2016 seems like yesterday when he was making front page news that first week in January. He came on our show as his face was plastered all across the media. And everything that happened with Trump that year and our association with that, both real and imagined, it just seems like how could it have been the better part now of a decade ago? That is scary. That is bittersweet on this night of reflection and rejuvenation. And it has been a good week for me. I've had a little bit of downtime this week. It's a very busy life, a very busy career. In any event, we have back with us now in this parade of our mainstay guests
And we've got three more in our third and final hour tonight. Sam Bushman, the owner of the network that syndicates us, the host of the Liberty Roundtable. And Sam, there was one news item in making headlines this week that I wanted you to comment on, and it involves Sean Hannity. So I believe, and I know that you believe as well, that there were most certainly some election shenanigans and vote fraud. Did it rise to the level where it would sway a presidential election? I would have sure liked to have gotten to the bottom of that. I think there's certainly fraud in certain.
I'm convinced we are to the bottom of it. When the FBI literally shuts down one candidate and promotes another via all the social media services, you know that they have committed fraud beyond criminal activity, James.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And I don't disagree. But there was a story in the news this week involving Sean Hannity. And I think the Daily Beast referred to Sean Hannity as Donald Trump's witch, except they didn't use the word witch. It just rhymed with that particular word. Anyway, Sean Hannity was in the news because when Donald Trump was making mention of the fact that there was election fraud, Sean Hannity was promoting it on his very prominent Fox News platform. But now that the tide has sort of turned a little bit against the former president, and Sean Hannity is being called into question, he is saying now to the media and to his inquisitors that he never believed in the big lie even for a second. Even for a second, Sam. So here he was falling in line with the former president when it seemed beneficial to him. But now, as the tide has seemingly turned, he says he never believed it even for a second. And in light of a headline like that, and you can look up Sean Hannity, Donald Trump. I'm sure it'll come up in your Google News search, this most recent news item. It makes me all the more thankful for friends and true men like you, Sam, who have stood by me. We're in our 18th year of broadcasting. We've been on Liberty News Radio since 2009. For the last 13 years, you've stood by me. It would have benefited you many times over to say, nope, he's gone. I'll save myself the stress and the worry and the torment of that. But you never did that. And when compared to Sean Hannity, my friend, you stand shoulders head and above. Your thoughts on this news item?
Disgrace. Shame on Sean. Ladies and gentlemen, the issue is honesty. All right? I'm not in the media to get rich. I'm not in the media to be famous. I'm not in the media to play games. My friends are my friends, and I'm loyal as the day is long. I believe in the First Amendment and free speech like nobody else you know, meaning that I am absolutely 100% free speech. Now, I draw the line when I get, you know, illegally shut down or shut down over illegal activity or those kind of things. But other than that, I'm 100% free speech. And even if I disagree with the speech, I will let it fly because it isn't about me. It's about our God-given inalienable rights of free speech. And so I just say, shame on Sean. You have proven yourself untrustworthy and you do not belong in the media, my friend. You should resign from your post, step down and go home to your family where you can betray them rather than us. Shame on you, Sean. You're a disgrace, my friend. And I wish you had the guts to stand with the people who made you who you are and stand on the principles of truth. This is an issue of honesty, James. And that's why I'm calling out all the Republicans as well over this Santos thug. Look, your honor says get rid of that goon. Get rid of that criminal. Shut him down. Kick him out. If you don't do it now, you'll never be able to have any moral integrity at all. You got to stand for something or you'll fall for everything, James.
Well, that's absolutely right. And you have fallen for nothing. You have stood strong and you have set an example for the rest of us to follow as the head of a radio network, as the head of your own program, but also a network that syndicates dissident voices like ours. I'm looking right now, Sam, at my God. How did it go by so fast? 22 years ago and about a million miles away, I posted a picture to my Twitter account. You actually were just reinstated on Twitter. Sam was one of the ones that was banned, but he's back. He's back. He's back now.
Yeah, I'm gonna give Elon Musk one chance.
Hey, but I've got 22 years ago and about a million miles ago. 22 years away at about a million miles ago. I posted just tonight. If you're listening to us live, it's just tonight. If you're listening to us on the archives, it may be a couple of days away. But a picture, a screenshot of my very first television appearance. And it was in on behalf.
Paul's on.
No. That was 2007. No? That was way. That was 2007. This was on behalf and as a spokesman of the Buchanan campaign for president in 2000. Can you believe that?
Had you given up your bottle by then, James?
Oh, barely. You go look at me. I had a full head of hair. And
you
can see the cryon, James Edwards, treasurer, Tennessee Reform Party. It's there on Twitter tonight. I went into the attic and I found this treasure from 22 years ago. It was in the fall of 2000. That's how desperate the Buchanan campaign was. They let people like me go on the air for them. But no. Listen, you know Pat. You know how much I love Pat. But,
Pat would say it's an honor, and so do I, sir.
Well, and he's been on this show as of you, and he's paid a price, as have you. But he never betrayed it, and neither have you. But anyway, if you want to see what I look like.
That's why the issue is honesty, and we shout out to him as a God-fearing brother.
84 years young, Pat Buchanan is and was as of November of this year. But if you want to see what I look like in the fall of 2000, don't go. Please don't go to at James Edwards TPC. Don't go there and see what I look like. You know, it's a shame, Sam, that men look better as they age. You know, you and I are so much better looking now than we were 22 years ago. Hey, but listen, I can't tell you how much it has been my honor and my privilege to be associated with you these past 13 years. You know, we went on the air 18 years ago, but for the past 13 years, syndicated by Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman, the past 13 years have been entirely my privilege and pleasure. I love you dearly. What does next year look like on this network?
All right. I'll tell you right now, next year, they're going to take the gloves off and abuse us more than ever. You think you've seen scandal now. You just wait, is my prediction. With Liberty News Radio, I submit to you that we shall be in the very center of it. I just had on Roger Stone on my broadcast a couple of days ago to kick it off, James.
Hey, by all means, this is commercial broadcast radio media. Let's name drop. You've had him on. Listen, for all the credit and recognition we got vis-a-vis Donald Trump, even though it actually happened on Sam's show, you had one Trump surrogate after another leading into the latter part of the campaign 2016. Eric Trump, Donald Trump Jr., you name them.
You want to know what my
everybody
sources
was
say?
On. Yeah, go ahead.
You want to know what my sources say? It's going to happen again.
All right. So that's the point. You've been rubbing shoulders. I don't want to go back to 2016. You've been rubbing shoulders these past few weeks and months with some people that I think would make some headlines. I think our audience would be. I don't know what you can share, but I think our audience would be interested.
For example, back in July, I was the one that brought Mike Lindell on stage for our event.
MyPillow.com.
I had Roger Stone on last week.
I can't even get him. I've been trying.
We're working closely with General Flynn.
Who'd you have on your show last week? Who'd you have on last week on your show?
I had on Roger Stone.
Well, you had Roger Stone. You also had Steve King, who we've had on.
Steve King was on with us too.
I was pumping my fist as I listened to you.
Started for 23.
And why do you think 2023 is going to be a watershed year, a watermark year for LNR, Liberty News Radio?
Because I'm taking the CSPOA to the next level. And because the loving Liberty Radio Network and Liberty News Radio, my show, your show, etc., will be at the center of it all.
And by the way, we are going,
to Freedom Fest, which is in Memphis, Tennessee this year, 23 days.
What are the odds of that? How many people go to that? How many tens of thousands of people go to that?
There's a bunch of people that go to it. There's a bunch of people that sign up and watch online. But there's probably 6,000 people there.
And the speakers are A-plus list. You know, I remember, Sam, it was just hell of a coincidence that one of the CSPOA conferences happened on the weekend of the inauguration. And I watched as this ballroom full of sheriffs, former sheriffs, and friends of sheriffs and former sheriffs were there. I mean, you're bringing in hundreds of people to these events, and they're rubbing shoulders with these names you have dropped. Hey, this is the point, folks. We've done a lot these last years, many years, 18 and 25, 26, respectively, between me and Sam. 2023, it's going to be a big one. It's going to be a big one with your support.
I'm going to say this. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a year, baby. It's coming up.
Oh, what a year 2023 will be, and we will experience it together. Sam Bushman, James Edwards, the Liberty News Radio Network, our family of listeners, support the network, support the programming on this network, and we'll be right back with our third and final hour. Sam, I could have done a New Year's Eve broadcast without you. I love you. Thank you for being part of the family. We'll be back.
Happy New Year, baby.
Good night.